Hi, my name is Zakai Renan. Welcome to my video and podcast, Losers Criticize and Winners Edify, where I talk about one of the most powerful master keys of success, which is to pay zero attention to what you don't like, love, and appreciate, and talk about, think about, write about, blog about, shoot videos about, etc., etc., about things in life that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. It is the success key of edification, where you build people and things and situations up rather than tear them down, because whatever you sow, you shall reap. Sow goodness and you will reap goodness, but sow judgment and criticism and condemnation, and that is what you will reap more of in your life. So enjoy my video and podcast, Losers Criticize, Winners Edify. Hi, my name is Zakai Renan, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, articles, books, podcasts, etc., I'm available on my website at zakairenan.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom and joy that you desire. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success in the Law of Attraction to easily and create and attract your dreams and desires in your physical reality. Top10secrets.info. That's top10secrets.info. All right, here we go. Losers criticize and winners edify. Have you ever noticed that some people who have not really realized any positive creative talents in themselves and haven't realized how awesome and magnificent they are, instead of building themselves and other people up, they spend most of their time tearing other people down? One of the most powerful success principles is the power of edification, where you write about, think about, and talk about people, things, and situations in an emphatically positive way. You compliment directly and indirectly to others, or blogging or videos or podcasts or books or articles, etc., about the positive aspects of people in your life that have influenced you in a positive way, or who are generally a positive influence and who provide value to other people's lives. Successful, happy, healthy, wealthy, and prosperous people edify things and people that they appreciate, like, love, and enjoy in their lives. But they disregard people, things, and situations that are not easy to like, love, and appreciate. They do not criticize, think about, or talk about anything or anyone that they don't like, love, and appreciate. They follow the age-old wise mother's advice that if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. Whereas unsuccessful, unhappy people spend most of their time bitching, moaning, and complaining about this, that, and every little freaking thing on planet Earth. And even if people are stupid enough to listen to those people and critics, and these critics are even able to make a living because people listen to their judgmental shows, their podcasts, their videos, their television shows, etc. Even if they get rich tearing other people down because, again, people are stupid enough to listen to them, they are not truly successful, because you can't be unhappy and be unsuccessful at the same time, because they're the same thing. Because all that anybody wants is to be happy. And you can't spend your life criticizing and judging and critiquing and tearing down other people and be happy at the same time. It's freaking possible. It is impossible for anyone to be judgmental and be happy at the same time. The only way to be happy, healthy, and prosperous is to uplift other people, not tear them down. And by uplifting other people, you vibrationally uplift yourself. Because you are in the vibration of an upliftment, loving, fun, joyful vibration. So naturally, you're just kind of uplifting yourself. And contrarily, by judging and criticizing and condemning others, you in turn judge, criticize, and condemn yourself because you are living, thinking, talking, etc. about that vibration. Whatever seeds you sow, you shall reap. You cannot sow the seeds of contempt and expect to reap the fruits of joy. You cannot sow the seeds of judgment and condemnation and expect to reap the fruits of love. To reap the fruits of love, joy, health, wealth, freedom, etc., you must sow those seeds of love, joy, health, wealth, and freedom. So listen not to criticism of any kind from anyone about anyone or anything. Stop watching the constant negative news and reading critical posts on social media. And when anyone is bitching and moaning about anyone or anything, get the hell out of there or distract them by pointing out the squirrel, squirrel. Oh, look at that cute dog. Oh, look at that cute bird. Or, hey, look at that hot chick. Hey, look at that hot dude. Or, nice, beautiful sky. Look at the beautiful flower. Whatever. Just distract them, and they will follow that distraction because everybody wants to feel good. And remember, every thought and conversation is like an affirmation. And if you're engaging in critical thoughts and conversations, just ask yourself, would I say or think that to myself in my daily affirmations to uplift myself? If the answer is a resounding no, then stop it! Get the hell out of Dodge and go find something nice to look at and think about and edify. Find good feeling thoughts to think about and good feeling people, creatures, things, and situations to focus upon and compliment them and edify their positive qualities to others. And you will lead an absolutely wonderful, joyful, healthy, loving, happy, abundant, and magical life. Get yourself a book of positive aspects, and every single day, write the positive aspects of other people, situations, things you like, love, and appreciate on planet Earth. And you will live an absolutely amazing, joyful, prosperous, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. If you got something from it, please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, and goodies, coaching, and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio and video series, The Top 10 Secrets of Success in the Law of Attraction, to easily and quickly create and attract your dreams and desires into your physical reality at top10secrets.info. And if you'd like to travel the world finally because you got cabin fever and you're about to tear your hair out and you need to get the hell out of Dodge, I'm very happy to show you how to travel at crazy low prices of 20 to even 75% off and how to make extra money online. Contact me now at ilovefreedom.info. Let's you and I work and play together. Let's get you traveling the world together and having more fun, freedom, and fulfillment in your life. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to prepare to propel your business and your life to unlimited heights of success to achieve the freedom you desire. Thank you again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday! Yeah!